It's ridiculous. Usually I like to make people feel comfortable and prep them before any interview. But I mean, I don't think I need to do that for a filmmaker, which I have one sitting right across the table from me, Larissa Salazar. The Salazar family is a very dear, longtime friend of the Sheketov family. And Larissa, I have to confess, I had no idea you even went down this path of filmmaking until your mother texted me. And I was so excited to hear about it. So first of all, congratulations on this incredible journey you're on right now, and welcome to the show.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So originally from Fairfield, as I mentioned, our families connected years and years ago. Your sister went to Laurelton 2 years ahead of me, was a dear friend of my brother's, and our families have stayed connected. So you are now living, though, in Southern California?
I was. I went to school in Southern California and then moved to LA, lived there for a year and a half, and then just moved back here, back to the Northeast, and I'm living in Brooklyn currently.
Okay, very neat. And so there was actually a very recent, I think, if I have my notes correct, you recently just won Best Short Film Screenplay. And forgive me because I'm clearly not in this realm, but is it pronounced Nifty or is it NFFTY?
It is Nifty, yeah.
It is Nifty. Nifty. I am Nifty, I tell you. So the Nifty Film Festival, I mean, that sounds like it's a really big deal, but I mean, you could explain that better.
Totally. It's one of the like biggest film festivals for filmmakers age 24 and under in the country. And
wow.
It's something we've like submitted all of our projects to, because I've made short films in the past over these last few years. And This is only my second project to get in, and it also won the category, so it's very exciting, and it's very competitive.
Wow.
So I'm really, really proud of that one.
Yeah, I would be too. Now, was this the screenplay that is this Mad Summer? Are
yes.
we talking about the same thing?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very, very cool. So when did you win this? Congratulations.
This was in April. And
wow.
Thank you.
That is exciting. So tell me about it. What is the screenplay? What is it about?
So it's about a 13-year-old girl who really wants to learn how to skateboard like her older brother, but he won't let her.
Oh, I love that concept.
Yeah.
That's so sweet. I love that. Where did you come up with that idea?
Well, for one of my friends who's now producing the project really loves skateboarding, and she wanted to make a film about skateboarding, and she was like, you got to write this. Like, I can't write it. I don't have the experience. I really need somebody to do it for me. And I was like, let's do this. So I made it, but it was really easy for me to write, right, because of my older brother who definitely bullied me a little bit as a kid, right? So it was very easy to pull from my own experience and make the screenplay.
That's so cool. And now you and brother are okay, though?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Okay,
we're
good.
Besties
yeah, yeah.
now.
There you go. Right. But listen, we all go through it. I'm one of five. So I know that you have multiple siblings as well. So we all go through that stuff, but it's all good. I love this. So tell me about Mad Summer. It looks like you're now collaborating, at least I'm based off of the website I'm looking at here. There's a team of you, all mm-hmm. like female in the filmmaking industry coming together. How did you create this team, first of all?
I think I got really lucky with the people that I met at school. I mean, it was film school, so we were all going to be creatives, right? But we all had to team up to make projects while we were there, and I just found a group of people that worked really well together. So the producers of the project and the cinematographer of the project, we all went to school together and we're just like combining forces to make it happen again.
That is so neat. So these are all like women that you've gone to school with or you've worked with in the past.
Yeah.
That's really cool. Now, are they local or are they still out west?
One of them still lives in LA. There's like kind of like a core team of four of us right now.
Okay.
One of them still lives in LA, and then the three of us live in New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, and it's not, I mean, technology makes it very easy where
sure.
you can kind of collaborate that way. That's really cool.
Yeah.
So are you looking for, I guess I'll ask you that question. What are you looking for help on with this? Because I understand that, you know, ahead of the Labor Day weekend, it sounds like you have something big that's going on. But right now, based on the GoFundMe page your mother sent me, which I love you, Mrs. Salazar. Thank you so much for all this information. Based on this, it looks like you are obviously looking for donations, but are you looking for also like casting or you know, you tell me.
Yeah, obviously money is our biggest thing right now. We need to fund it. We're only like a third of the way through our funding goal. But we do also still need to cast it in terms of our lead actors. We need people who are 18 and up, but look like they're high school aged who can skateboard, right?
You're going for like the Grease effect back in the day, right, when it was like, you know, Danny Zuko. However, he was able to look like a 16-year-old, which is still beyond me, but it was clearly like 30, but it's okay. So you're looking for somebody who looks like they're in their high school years, yeah, but is, you
but
know,
who can skateboard pretty well. Yeah. But we also need extras. So,
okay,
like, we have a lot of scenes at the skate park. We're going to need people in the background who can skateboard. So I don't know if anybody's kids or if anybody
That's
themselves
awesome.
Can skateboard and they want to be in the background and be a part of it, they can.
This is so cool. Now, the skate park where for people who are?
Jennings Beach in Fairfield.
Okay. So you're going to be filming in Fairfield.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Is that what's happening Labor Day weekend?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So you're going to knock this whole thing out on Labor Day weekend?
Yeah.
Girlfriend, wow. Okay, listen, like I said, I'm not a director. I'm not a filmmaker, so I don't know how this all works. But that is wow.
It's going to be a feat, but it's just 4 consecutive days of shooting. We're just going to bang it all out at once.
And it's a short film. Let's remind folks, we're not making a 90-minute, you know, cinematic, like, holy, we're talking about a short film, which still takes a lot of effort, but, you know, how long are usually short films, actually, as I'm talking about this?
I mean, it can depend. This one specifically is 17 pages. It'll probably end up running about 15 minutes long.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's not too crazy.
Okay. 4 days consecutive, and, I mean, you're sun up to sundown, basically, until the sunlight
12-hour days.
Puts
so,
on you? Wow.
Yeah, I know.
Wow. That's amazing. So right now I have in studio with us Larissa Salazar. She is a filmmaker. And you graduated not too long ago.
In 2022.
Yeah. So, yeah. I mean, 2 years out of school and now you're creating. I mean, first of all, you're winning awards, which is amazing. It is really cool. I mean, pat yourself on the back. I think
Thank
it's a
you.
Really cool thing. And now you're bringing it to life. We're trying to bring it to life. And we need your help to do that, actually. Oh, I could talk to this girl all day. I shouldn't say girl, but, you know, I feel like I've known you, Larissa, since you were, like, super, super little. So,
yeah.
I don't know. Old habits die hard. But, no, Larissa is hardly a girl. She is a woman who is doing some amazing things in filmmaking and is a Fairfield native. And we want to get her the support that she needs for her film, Mad Summer. And over the Labor Day weekend, for the 4 days, you're going to be really working on shooting this, putting this together. Because I know it's going to happen. I don't want to say if. When it happens, you know, what is sort of your timeline? When do you think this is going to come out? Where can people access it? All that good stuff.
Sure. So we'll wrap in the beginning of September, wrap our shooting. And then hopefully we will be through the post-production process by like February of 2025. But it takes a while. So who knows? And, you know, we don't have anybody holding us to a timeline. We're kind of doing it ourselves.
Sure.
So it can really be whenever. But it will take a while to release because once we finish editing it, we're going to be submitting it to film festivals and stuff. And a lot of them have rules where you can't release your film to the public if it's like in competition at
sure.
their festival.
That makes sense.
So we will probably have to wait until 2026 maybe to actually fully release it to the public. It'll probably just live on YouTube or Vimeo or something like that.
That's really cool though. But you never know. I mean, we have partners like Sacred Heart University Community Theater, for example, in Fairfield, and they love especially local filmmakers. And if you're doing some really great things, and I mean, they, I don't know for sure. I'm not going to speak for you, Matt Ostrich, I'm not going to speak for you, but I would say that is something that in the past I've had, they've had people go out there and show their films that they've come out with and then do like, you know, kind of a Q&A type of thing as well, because I've hosted that for them before. So, you know, you never know. It may not just be on Vimeo or YouTube. It might go, you know, might be bigger than that.
I would love to do a screening in Fairfield. Yeah. I mean, that would be awesome.
It'd be cool,
we're shooting
right?
the whole thing here. Yeah, it
yeah.
would be great.
I'll get you connected to him. That would be very cool.
Oh, thank you.
What does the future hold for you?
That is a great question.
You're like, next question, please. Yeah, because I'm sure you get asked that a lot. But, it, you know, I have to say, like I was saying to you, and I was so glad you felt the same way. I think filmmaking is an art, but it is scary for me. I know just trying to produce a 1 minute, 30 second news, you know, story when I used to be in television news, that was scary to produce. And I had 8 hours to get that 1 minute and 30 second story together for the 6 o'clock news. To put together even a 15 minute short film, that's to me, I think that takes a very special person. So I would love to know, what does the future kind of hold for you, or what would you like to do?
I mean, I would love to continue down this path of writing and directing. I think that's definitely my passion. It's where I want my future to lie, but you have to keep producing things to make that happen. So I'm just going to keep writing. I have a lot of little scripts and little ideas that are sitting in my drafts on my laptop. So I'll keep working on those, and I guess we'll just see how those unfold. I mean, I'm really just hoping for a successful festival run, as they call it, for this short film, to get my name out there and to get people to see that I actually can make a film and that it'll be good. And then with their support, hopefully I can keep pushing my career forward.
Absolutely. I would love to ask you this, Larissa, and I know this is totally off the cuff and we did not prepare this, but I would love to get your take on this, because I'm a huge movie girl. I love going to the movies. In fact, I'm a Cinemark member. I know, now I'm really making her be like, oh my God, get me out of the studio. But we love going to the movies. But the one thing that I always hear kind of controversy around is that, like, Hollywood is running out of ideas, sort of thing. I don't know if you've heard of this, mm-hmm. this concept of, you know, like, all we're seeing is now, you know, 2, 3, 4, you know, like, just continuations of movies that were successful. And now all of a sudden we're going to come out with a sequel. I think I was seeing that, like, Freaky Friday is coming out with a sequel. I mean, all these movies that literally are very old, they're bringing either back, they're remaking them. The live actions for Disney, for example, are just remakes of really the animated classics from 30 years ago. Do you think that Hollywood is running out of ideas? Do you think it's more of a budgetary thing? Do you think that we're kind of like putting the creators into a box of some sort? I would just love to get your take on that as a filmmaker.
Totally. I think to a certain extent, all the ideas are always being recycled. Technically, like, every story has been told, as they say, right? Like, we're always just kind of rebranding these stories in different ways, in different forms. In terms of, like, the intellectual property being recycled, that's a little rough. Yeah, I would like to see, like, some newer, smaller projects. Like, honestly, like, what I'm making. Like, something that's focused on the characters and is a little smaller rather than, you know, recycling Freaky Friday or any of these things that they're just remaking and remaking.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, I saw Devil Wears Prada is coming out with a sequel, which... amazing film. Love it. And maybe it'll be great. Maybe it'll be awesome. You got a star-studded cast. It's great. But you do feel like, man, all right, so we're just kind of taking a concept that really worked. But then you hear the argument, like, from music especially. I mean, how many times can you tell a breakup story in a song? And how many generations right. have you heard that in a different way? So it's sort of that same thing. But I've always wanted to ask somebody in the industry, like, what they really think about it. Because you do hear about it, especially in, the last decade, where people are like, oh, man, yeah, another live action. Or do we need a sequel? Or do we need to remake this? And I was just curious what you thought.
Yeah. Yeah. I do feel like the level of remakes has gotten pretty extreme in the last
right?
decade. Yeah.
Okay, thank you very yeah. much. It's just like, come on, I don't know. And listen, I'm a huge Disney nut. My listeners know that. I love Disney. I'm obsessed. It's pretty outrageous. But, man, the live actions, I'm like, come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Come on now. But I don't hate the sequels. Like, I mean, Inside Out 2 was fantastic.
Yeah.
It was fantastic. So, I mean, I'm not saying it's all bad.
It's always fun. Like, you love it and hate it. I get it.
Yeah, right. It depends. It totally depends. Absolutely. Well, this was really fun, Larissa. Will you please keep me posted on everything that's going on?
Yeah, of course.
I would love
plug
that.
Our film's Instagram?
Oh, yeah. That would probably be helpful, right? So where do you go for more information?
Yeah.
Yes, that's helpful.
Well, the Instagram is at madsummerfilm. No spaces, no dots or anything. And that has all the information. I mean, we post our updates there. It has the link to our GoFundMe. It has the link to our Venmo. It has the link to buy stickers if anyone wants to buy stickers. They're really cute. But yeah, so that the Instagram handle is at madsummerfilm.
And I do also want to give people your website, too, because I think it's really an impressive story. And again, Larissa is originally from here in Fairfield, and I love your story, and I'm super proud of what you're doing. Her website is LarissaSalazar.com, and we'll also put that with your podcast when we post it on WICC's website. Thank you, Larissa. I am very excited, and I am rooting for you. I can't wait to see what happens over
Thank
Labor
you.
Day weekend. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, keep me posted on that. Larissa Salazar here on WICC.